For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A threatening video posted to social media forced a shelter-in-place order for Belgrade schools and postponed a middle school graduation yesterday. Belgrade 8th graders were supposed to graduate Tuesday afternoon, but the ceremony was postponed during a police investigation into a threatening video shared on social media. The video shows a boy pointing a gun at a list of student names. Three girls are seen kicking, punching, and yelling racial slurs at the camera and saying they were going to beat up the named students. Four minors and one adult connected to the video were charged with felonies. Outside of the gym, now 9th grader Sam Veldkamp is wearing his graduation t-shirt and blue jeans. Sam says he wasn't really nervous or worried about the shelter-in-place order, just ready for the school year to be over.
What was that experience like?
It was kind of boring. We were sort of in a classroom, sometimes in the gym, just kind of sitting around.
His mom, Millie, says she found out about the shelter-in-place when she came to the school for the promotion ceremony. The Belgrade police told her and other parents they had to stay off school grounds.
I wasn't really worried because I knew the kids were being well taken care of. Maybe a little confused because I have a daughter at the high school too, so I had one in both schools wondering what was going on. But I figured that obviously it was important, so that they needed to take care of it.
Veldkamp opted in to receive alerts through phone calls and text messages from the school district. It's part of the school's plan to keep everyone safe and to let parents know what's going on. Belgrade High School Principal Paul Lamb is on the school's emergency planning team. The group of teachers, school staff, and administrators meet once a month to plan school drills and figure out how they can better prepare for worst-case scenarios.
We are continually training our staff, continually working to improve our emergency preparedness. We pray that we never, ever have to use it. But every time we have a shelter in place like this, we put it in force and it has worked as good as it can work.
Lamb says they've had more drills in recent years due to more incidents like the one Tuesday. Last year, they closed the school to investigate threatening graffiti in a bathroom. Belgrade has the fastest growing school district in the state. With each building addition to the high school, Lamb says they try to incorporate new technology like doors that can automatically lock.
There was some grant funding that we got after Sandy Hook that allowed us to put some bulletproof glass on windows and to change the entrance of our building so that people couldn't just walk right into the building. They had to be buzzed in from our secretary.
But Lamb says they haven't been able to find other grants to change lock sets and add additional safety features. He says this summer they'll be using some of the bond money for the high school's expansion to retrofit doors in older parts of the building. All district staff in 2017 received Run, Lock, Fight curriculum, which was created by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to train teachers and staff how to react in the event of a school shooting. Lamb says voluntary training is available for new teachers and staff in August. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.